Hello, this is your Polycast for Tuesday, October 21st, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, a new poll in the U.S. Senate race, voter ID is still an issue in the Secretary of State race, and the campaign for control of the Minnesota House. There's a new poll out in the U.S. Senate race, and it shows Democrat Al Franken with a big lead. The KSTP Survey USA poll shows Franken with 53% and Republican Mike McFadden with 38%. The poll of 597 likely voters was taken October 14th through the 16th. The margin of error is plus or minus 4.1%. It seems a little hard to square those numbers with another Survey USA poll a few days ago that showed Republican Stuart Mills with an 8-point lead over DFL Congressman Rick Nolan in the 8th District. But in fact, this poll shows the race between Franken and McFadden tightening just a bit because the last Survey USA poll had Franken up by 18 points. This one is 15 points. Well, they always say the only poll that matters is the one taken on Election Day. We'll see just what's up with the polling this year when the voters actually cast their ballots. First Lady Michelle Obama is visiting Minnesota today to try to fire up Democrats. Obama is scheduled to appear at a Minneapolis high school this afternoon for a rally with Governor Mark Dayton and Senator Al Franken. Republicans are using the First Lady's visit to make the case that the incumbents are too close to a president with waning approval ratings. Vice President Joe Biden will be on the Iron Range later this week for a rally for Rick Nolan, and Hillary Clinton will hold a rally for Democrats in St. Paul. The voter ID debate is getting renewed attention in this year's race for Minnesota Secretary of State. All four candidates in the statewide contest addressed the issue yesterday during a University of Minnesota Humphrey School forum. Republican Dan Severson highlighted his proposal for an express lane voting option for Minnesotans who voluntarily show a photo ID at the polls. But DFL candidate Steve Simon said that kind of system would segregate voters in separate lines and keep some outside in the cold.
It's a way to marginalize and to ostracize and exclude people who don't have the kind of ID that he and others like him think they should have. I think this is a warmed-over version of the voter ID proposal that Minnesotans have rejected.
Independence Party candidate Bob Helen said he wants to eliminate the express lane advantage that major party candidates have over minor parties. And Bob Odden of the Libertarian Party said he believes there are advantages to a voter ID requirement. Majority control of the Minnesota House is up for grabs on November 4th, with all 134 seats on the ballot. Each contest is unique, but both Democratic and Republican candidates in competitive districts are relying on similar themes this year to make their case. Tim Pugmire reports.
The list of House districts getting a lot of attention this year includes two that cover parts of the northern Twin Cities suburb of Shoreview. That's where voters heard from 42A and 42B candidates during a recent League of Women Voters forum. Like most DFL incumbents, first-term 42A Representative Barb Yaruso was eager to talk about her party's accomplishments during the past 2 years in the House majority.
We had one of the most productive sessions in recent years. Because we got the budget balanced, we were able to pay back the schools. We are rebuilding our infrastructure. We passed a minimum wage increase for the first time in a very long time.
Yaruso and other Democrats have been highlighting many of the same things: funding for all-day kindergarten, a budget reserve increase, and a package of job protections known as the Women's Economic Security Act. They also point to an improving economy. But Yaruso's Republican challenger, Randy Jessup, raised doubts during the Shoreview Forum about the economy and job growth in particular. Jessup mentioned some Bureau of Labor Statistics data that many GOP candidates have grabbed onto.
Sometimes, you know, we look at the statistics and everything looks like things are going well. We certainly have added some jobs here in the state for this last year, but the number of private sector jobs that we have added in our state has been pretty weak for this 2014. In fact, we have the lowest number of private sector jobs that have been added of all of the Midwest states around us.
Republicans are also criticizing Democrats for tax and spending increases, construction of a $90 million Senate office building, and problems with the MnSure health insurance exchange. At a recent Chamber of Commerce-sponsored forum in Eagan, Republican Jen Wilson shared her concern about a DFL-controlled House, Senate, and governor's office.
What we're faced with right now is a complete lack of balance in our state government. We have one party in complete control of our state government, and what's lost in the process is the dialogue. It's listening to one another and working through to find solutions that are not just quick fixes, but are long-term solutions.
Wilson is trying to unseat DFL Representative Lori Halverson in District 51B. Halverson, who defeated a Republican incumbent 2 years ago, has a voting record that insulates her from some of the standard GOP criticisms. She described herself as an independent voice for Egan.
It's meant that I've had to take some stands against my party from time to time, like voting against the tax bill and voting against the Senate office building and voting against Minshew. But it's also meant that I've been able to be a strong voice for our community within my caucus, and people listen.
Democrats hold a 12-seat advantage after their wins in 2012. Republicans have to win 7 of those seats back this year to take control. House GOP Minority Leader Kurt Dowd of Crown said he feels good about his candidates and their momentum heading toward Election Day.
We feel like we have an opportunity right now because Democrats really didn't prioritize and put Minnesota families first. We know that what Minnesota families want and need are more, better-paying job opportunities, and that will help everybody.
Democrats are also upbeat. DFL House Speaker Paul Thiessen of Minneapolis said he expects a very close election. But Thiessen said he thinks voters are noticing a lack of specifics from Republicans.
They're not really talking about the future at all. They're just talking about the things that they think went wrong in the last 2 years. And I really think people are going to be, as we close out here, more receptive to the fact that we are really much more the party of ideas this time than the Republicans are.
Thiessen said he thinks about 12 districts are in play and will decide control of the House. Dowd said he thinks it's closer to 20. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.